The European Union has suspended $50 million in development aid to Kenya, citing concerns about corruption and the misappropriation of funds. Kenya's president, Mwai Kibaki, came to power 19 months ago, promising to wipe out corruption in the East African nation. But as NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Nairobi, he too is facing a growing scandal over graft.
On Kenyatta Avenue in downtown Nairobi, beggars with shriveled legs crawl through the lanes of moving traffic. Riveted together buses belch black smoke, and taxis fight their way through intersections where all the traffic lights are burned out. A year and a half ago, this avenue was filled with joyous crowds, celebrating the end of Daniel Arap Moi's 24-year corrupt reign. The heady optimism that accompanied the election of Mwai Kibaki as Kenya's third president, however, was short-lived. 59-year-old Richard Kamite says he voted for Kibaki, but he's very disappointed in the new president.
I was hoping him to be the best, but I don't know what happened when he got the seat. Now he's a different person from what we know him.
Kamite is an unemployed builder. He says President Kibaki has cracked down on police asking for bribes on the streets, but Kamite is upset at what he sees as continued corruption at the highest levels of government.
Now here we are feeling we don't have a president here. We don't have a president. He's not able to stop the corruption. He cannot help this country.
Several scandals have emerged in recent months in which high-ranking members of Kibaki's administration, including his vice president, signed off on highly questionable government contracts. One that's become known as the Anglo-Leasing Affair involved granting a multi-million dollar contract to a previously unknown company to produce terrorist-proof passports. When questions were raised about the deal, money that had been dispersed to the company reappeared in the government's coffers without explanation. Financial irregularities like this involving millions of dollars are particularly upsetting to ordinary Kenyans because one of Kibaki's leading campaign promises in 2002 was that he would wipe out corruption. Kibaki continues to say that he's battling bribery and sleaze. In a recent speech to a group of British businessmen, he said his anti-corruption campaign is gaining momentum.
I want to assure everyone that we are determined in our fight against corruption. We will remain relentless and focused because I am determined to win the fight against corruption.
But a year and a half into his term, his new National Anti-Corruption Commission still doesn't even have a director. Foreign diplomats say the problem is not the slow pace of reform, but rather that things are moving completely in the wrong direction. The British High Commissioner to Kenya, Edward Clay, recently referred to corrupt officials in Kibaki's administration as gluttons who'd eaten so much they were vomiting on the international donor's shoes. Few people here questioned Clay's assertion that almost $200 million has been looted from the Kenyan treasury since Kibaki came to power a year and a half ago. Gary Quince, the head of the European Commission's delegation in Nairobi, recently announced that the EU has suspended millions of dollars in aid to the country because of concerns about fraud.
We had this emergence of this so-called Anglo-Leasing Affair, which shows that there is still corruption at the heart of key government ministries.
Much of this was left over from his predecessor. Kibaki inherited an incredibly corrupt government from Daniel Arap Moi, but foreign diplomats say it's a new batch of officials who are now feeding at the public trough. The European Union and other international donor nations are trying to help, but also pressure Kibaki to get control of Kenya's finances. Quince says Kenya has huge potential, and with decisive leadership, could bounce back from this scandal quickly.
It's a country with a lot of natural resources. It's a country with a highly trained and entrepreneurial labor force. And if one could eliminate corruption and all monies were used productively, one could envisage Kenya moving out of aid dependency in a few years' time.
Despite the current corruption scandal, Quince and others praise Kibaki for introducing free universal education soon after he took office and for continuing to speak out against corruption. Quince says he believes the president genuinely wants to tackle the problem, but hasn't yet been able to rein in some of his top aides. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Nairobi.